Hello?
Yes, hi. Good evening, sir. My name is Christopher, and I am calling from Opinion Research, a national opinion public firm, and we're calling to people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality purposes, this call is being monitored and recorded. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in the same place that where we can talk?
No, I'm sitting here at home.
I'm sorry?
I'm sitting here at home.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. I do really thank you so much for handling my call. Do you prefer for us to talk in Spanish or English?
Can't talk Spanish.
Okay. And which state do you currently live in? California?
Yeah.
Okay. And which country in California do you currently live?
What county?
Country. Yeah, county. I'm sorry. County, yes. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Merced.
You said Merced. All right. All right. All of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all the most calls on a cell phone or someone on the cell phone and someone in the regular house phone or most on calls our regular home phone?
Like, no house phone.
No house phone. All right. Are you or somebody in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political parties, or by any candidate for political office?
No.
No. All right. Now, just to ensure that you're going to be representative, can you just please tell me the year that you were born? Just the year. Sorry to ask that.
1952.
All right, thank you. All right, as you do you consider yourself a white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
I'm American Indian.
American Indian, okay. What is the last grade that you completed on your school? Some high school, graduate, grade school.
I graduated high school.
You graduated high school. Okay. And if do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? You strongly approve?
Disapprove?
Yeah, is that a strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Is this a strong? Okay. All right. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as a government? Strongly approve? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove? Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And if the elections of the state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote for? The Democratic candidate or Republican candidate from this direct? Republican. Okay. And now I'd like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I mention somebody that you don't know too much, just let me know. So the first one will be Esmeralda Soria. Is that a favorable, unfavorable, or you never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Disapproved.
So it's unfavorable. Okay. Donald Trump, is that favorable or unfavorable or never heard?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump, I approve.
Approve. All right. Joanna Garcia Rose?
Don't know who that is.
You don't know? All right. All right. So which one of the following issues is most important to your personality when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Homelessness, crime and public safety, inflation on the cost of living, taxes, border security, climate change, education, healthcare, jobs and the economy, or abortion, which one would you choose?
The most border.
Border, okay. All right, from on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local office from 0 to a 10?
To vote?
Yeah, oh, like are how interested are you in the November's election? 0 to a 10. Remember that 10 means that you're extremely interested.
Probably 10.
A 10? All right. Next, if the elections for the president was being held today, for who would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Perfect. All right. If the elections for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote for? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
Well, I don't know too much who they are, but I use Republican.
Republican? So that'll be Joanna? Okay. All right. Would you say the economy is heading in the correct direction or is pretty seriously off the wrong track? Right direction
wrong track? Okay. Wrong track.
All right. Next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime is in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
In my community?
Yes.
I'm not too sure, but it seems to be about the same, I guess.
Okay. All right. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're almost done, okay? I do really appreciate your time. Now, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for the state assembly. The first one will be, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. The response will be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
More likely.
More likely? Okay. Second, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments, which the information they learn while in the public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
more
much
likely.
Less more likely. Okay.
Yeah.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
She's going to do what?
All right. The professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Yeah, much more likely.
All right. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians and the public and law enforcement and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Much likely.
Okay, the last one. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, and gas, and other everyday items. That's much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference at all?
What was the second one?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. I do really appreciate your time. We're almost done. Okay. If the election state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote for? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican?
Rose, Republican.
Okay. All right. And I'd like to read for a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Soria during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her on the state assembly. The first one will be Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself tax pay money to pay her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference at all?
More likely.
More likely. Okay. Second one. Esmeralda Soria supports an extremist agenda, California, that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in California's being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely,
Much more likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand the gas tax. They agree and will not pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Will be much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria support a measure to raise taxes on Valley's residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat
much
less
more likely.
Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayers' founders' benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much
somewhat
more likely.
Okay, the last one. Politican Esmeralda Soria has been under the FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from corrupt spending of taxpayer money and land deals involving someone that she involved with it. So that would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat
much,
less
much
likely.
More likely.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, so we're at 19%. We're almost done.
You said that a minute ago. Hello? Must have lost him.